Okay. Let's have some fun. Thank you. Being at the 36th Telluride Bluegrass and Country Music Festival. I know what you're thinking. How could a guy only 38 years old have been here 35 years? Just lucky, I guess. I think we're all fortunate to be here. Gonna have a new CD coming out in a couple of months, so we're gonna do some of the tunes off of it for you tonight, kind of a preview. But I probably can't get out till at least September, maybe October. But we want to remind you to just watch for it. It'll come out eventually on the Sugar Hill label. So here's a song we want to do, written by a couple of my friends, Verlin Thompson and Guy Clark, and I made up this song. The story of an old Opry banjo player. Actually, he was the first banjo player that ever played in Bill Monroe's band. He's called String Bean. And you just have to see a picture of him to know what I'm talking about when I tell you that String Bean started hip-hop fashion. That's all I can say. So here's the story of String Bean and the Spell. On the rich top Tennessee in 1973, the brown boys killed Stephen and Still. The reason for it all is in the bib of his overalls. At least that's what the brown boys would tell. The thieves laid in wait for hours. Things didn't go their way. Simple plan to rob a banjo man, but String Bean wouldn't let go of his dream. A terrible struggle for the cash in his overalls. The brown boys said, "Don't give us no trouble. We came for some, but now we want it all." And the thief said, "Stand and deliver." But String Bean would not turn. There was a pawn and no return. They shot him dead, they shot us still. Thank you. Now they say that nothing's sacred, and now I have seen it all. I read it in this morning's paper. They auctioned off strings overall. Just a little bit on this here, a little bit of ketchup. All right now, let's do a little jamming here. Although it seems to apply to, here's a tune, also a new one for us. This one is called Blue Mountain. And actually I made it up down in Florida, in Blue Mountain Beach, where the elevation is probably, I don't know, 65 feet. But when you're riding a bicycle, you feel them all. Let's jam a little bit. Here's a tune called Blue Mountain. Thank you.
Say, y'all know our friend Mr. Jerry Douglas? How about a big happy 25th anniversary of Telluride Bluegrass to Jerry? This is the section of the show we call Fool the Jerry. Some of these he's heard before, some of them, hey, who knows? I think he knows what to do. There's a song, one of my favorite songwriters, and we also get to write together sometime. Check him out. You really deserve to check out the guy named Jeff Black. And here's his song. This is called Gold Heart Lover. Thank you. long I've been riding, riding, should have been there by now. But these old county roads got a lot of deep holes and the rain keeps pouring down. The bridges washed out and the rising, rising waters of the river rush by. And I'm up to my fingers in mud and to my witness above, I'm really stuck this time. Got a gold heart like it on a silver chain, face tied in the fist in the pouring rain. And the only road back home again is all but washed away. I'm gonna cross that river tonight, no matter what it takes, although I might die trying. My true love will remain in a gold heart like it on a silver chain.
This one that Jeff Black and I made up together. And it relates so much to what kind of like we're all going through right now, being here and kind of open to interpretation. You can make up your own mind what it's about. But for me, what it's about is being thankful. And getting to be here. And all of us getting to be here together. I dedicate this song tonight to the memory of a man really a great friend of this festival. And to Charlie Ferguson. Thanks, Dad. Okay, here's an old, maybe a little more bluegrass on this record. We kind of like doing that too. Here's an old tune written by a guy named Pete Kuykendall, the editor of Bluegrass Unlimited magazine. And we do a version. It was done by Red Allen in the Kentucky. This is called Out on the Ocean.
Ocean, 10 miles from home on sea, and I want
Thank you.
all these years, so many good friends. We don't have time for them all to play, but it wouldn't be right if Peter Rowan didn't come out here. Revival first came here in 1975. We were so turned on with this place that we had to go tell all our buddies about it. And then we told Brian Bowers and John Hartford and Peter about this place. And once again, I'm glad we're all here together, Peter.
Sam, I remember that time we came out here, cost $4.53 for the whole weekend, camp and everything. And Sam, you're the one that got me out here, so glad to be here, bud. I plugged myself in. So we're going to do an old Bill Monroe number here. And, yeah, this is Sam. So good, buddy.
Sorry, is it a little too slick for you? We're practicing for Las Vegas up here.
And one.
Oh, gentlemen.
That's not all you'll receive for your entertainment dollar, friends. But we got the queen of the silver dollar. Eddie Rue Harris.
Thank you.
off of.
That's what Telluride is all about. It is about fun. We're going to do this song that actually Peter Rowan wrote with Bill Monroe. And Sam and I recorded it on our live at the Ryman record with the Nash Ramblers many, 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 many years ago.
And because Miss Harris was so generous to include the name of the band on the record, we all got a Grammy.
That's right.
Even Larry Big Nose at the Manuk got a Grammy for country vocals.
And rightly so. And he sang, too. Well, you know, we are always a National League band. If you play an instrument, you got to sing, baby. That's
it. Right. There's no DH in bluegrass. National League only.
Even the drummers have to sing.
But when I had the opportunity to join the Nash Ramblers in 1990, I'd actually kind of reached a point where I was just burnt out with the music business, and I always want to thank Emmylou for just helping me learn to love and appreciate the joy of music again.
Hey, Sammy did the same thing for me, so it's mutual.
All right, so here's a tune by Peter Rowan and Bill Monroe. Thank you. Myers. Another nice round of applause for Mr. Jerry Douglas. This gig for weeks, I know. Alright, I bet some of you know the words to this next medley. Feel free to sing along. Hey, how you doing? Can you hang a few more minutes? I want to tell you, this is our road manager, Rob Stokes from Louisville, Kentucky, that helps us out so much. Running the out front sound for you, our good friend Darren Shoemaker. Thank you, Darren.
Nothing at all. All the love. and gentlemen, John.
I'm sorry, I got more time than I thought. We can throw in. Oh, okay. In that case, I'd love to ask John to sing another one.
Yeah!
John and I first came here together in 1975. Woo! And we both look exactly the same. I don't know exactly how that occurred. And the host band, the band that started this festival, is called the Fall Creek Band. Featured Fred Shellman, John Herdman Picker, J.B. Mattiotti, yep, pick us here, and Cooster McAllister. And Cooster's son Tyler's here, so.
Go Tyler.
We're just, you know, like, we're a little bit clamped because we do feel really lucky to be here. We've some very good friends at this festival. A lot of them have passed on, and we miss them every day. But we just appreciate getting to be with y'all. And so here's a song. We met a wonderful performer here named Willis Allen Ramsey, and he wrote this tune we want to do for you, and Fred Shellman probably first taught us this tune. Spider John is my name, friends. I live between freights and the show would be obliged if I could share your company. I'm on my way to nowhere. I've been running from my past, running from the things I used to be. Well, I know my words, it sounds strange to you, but if you wait till my song is sung, my story told, you might come to understand why I'm old and bent and devil spent, running out of time. But not long ago, I held a royal flush in my hand. I was a supermodel. Ooh, I was a moldy bank, still future, robbing my own time. I thought I lost my blues, yes, I thought I'd paid my dues. I thought I'd found a life to suit my style. And old Spider John, the robber man, long, tall, and handsome.
this old spider John with a loaded hand, taking ransom. And one day I met Diamond Lil. She was the sweetest thing. I declare that the summer breeze would ever blow my way. Lily, she had no idea of my illustrious occupation. She thought I was a saint, not a sinner gone astray. Spider loved Lily so much, he could not confess his sins, for if he did, she would surely take a leave. But you know that the word got around him, Lily left town and he never saw her again. Tossing and turning, causing his heart to grieve. But I was a supermarket fool, I was a mold bank stool pigeon, robbing my own time. Thought I lost my blues, yes, I thought I'd pay my dues. I thought I'd found a life to suit my style. And old Spider John, the robber man, long, tall, and handsome. Yes, old Spider John with a loaded hand was taking ransom. That is all my story. It's been these 30 years since I took to the road to find my precious jewel one. If you see my Lily, won't you give her my regards? Tell her old Spider got tangled in the black rope that he spun. Spider got tangled in the black web that he spun.
The King.
John E. Cowan. friends, and I assume we are by now. I never would have believed 35 years ago we still get to be on this stage and get to meet so many great folks and have so much fun playing music for you. Thank you very much for being at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. And all the people that work at Planet Bluegrass, you have no idea the amount of hours it takes to get this thing going and what all they go through. Not easy putting on a festival in a box canyon. And thank you very much to all the people from Planet Bluegrass and all the volunteers that are working so hard around this campground for you. Hey, shake their hand and buy them a drink. Said, sorry, I'm a little verklempt. It's an emotional thing that we get to be here, and here's one more tune we'll do for you called Galway. Thank you. banjo and the saxophone. Stephen Elgin on the wonderful vocals and acoustic and electric guitars. Chris Brown and his drums of renown. We couldn't do it without Mr. Byron House. 35 years. A little time for jamming. I hope you can take it. The Chrismeister.
Luke. That was the emotions, Luke.
And Luke on the fiddle. Guthrie Trapp going to play some guitar. We got a bunch of them. Who else out here? Anybody back there? Who all we got? Second, I guess I'll plug in. Peter's still around? Still got time to get dressed for the show, man. Chris play this electric mandolin. I know he wants to. Come on, Chris. I know you can do it. All the cool guys do. Thank you.
dirty written box. Every one question I'd really love to ask is there a place for the hopeless sinner who has heard of mankind just to say it's all belief? So we say one love, one heart, let's get let's get together.
Let's
I can't hear you. One love.
One love.
Now, one heart.
One heart.
Give thanks.
Give thanks and praise to the Lord. And I will be here.
Now let's get together. Sing.
Let's get together.
Let's all do it. One more we've got time for. We really appreciate getting to play. Yowza. Can we get some of Chris's money at least in his monitor so he can get some of it? I told you to plug in back in 1939. Remember to listen to me. Let's feature Peter Rowan now on vocal. And I first met Peter, I guess I was 13 or 14, and he was playing with Bill Monroe back then. He looked dapper in that hat, too, I gotta tell you.
And I learned to get a haircut. Sam Bush. Well, then I remember he came backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. You stood there and you took out that mandolin and it burst into flames.
Yeah. And it was not long after that when Bill Monroe heard me play the mandolin and he said to me, and this is actually true, friends. He said to me, "I want you to stay with that fiddle." So it felt like I was maybe getting somewhere. All right, here's Peter Rowan.
Oh,
talented friends. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful evening. We'll see you tomorrow.